from Anshe Spar Beth El Emeth Congregation, it's time to take 10 Minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein.
Welcome to our discussion of the prohibited work on Yom Tov. Broadcasting live from our sukkah here at 5717 Reading. And the question is as follows. Torah says in Parshat Bo that on a Yom Tov, particularly on Pesach, it applies to other Yom Tov as well, you can't do any avodah, any work, but whatever is eaten by any soul, whatever you need for food, that alone may you do. So you're allowed to do work that's for food on Yom Tov. So let me ask you a question. Can you go out in the field and reap all day on Sukkot or on Pesach, Shavuos, Rosh Hashanah? Doesn't sound right. Can you spend all day threshing or winnowing? Can you do a little bit of winnowing, a little bit of threshing, a little bit of reaping? Can you pluck something from a tree? Seems like a simple thing to do. What's going on? What about fishing? Can you fish? After all, it's nice to have fresh fish. So if you can do anything for food, why can't you fish on Yom Tov? So that's the question. So Rashi says, well, look, you can't fish because you could trap the animals before Shabbos, before Yom Tov. So there's no need to trap the animals on Yom Tov. Now, what does Rashi mean? Does he mean that from a Torah perspective, anything that you could do before, you have to do before? Anything you couldn't do before because it wouldn't be fresh, then you're allowed to do now. Well, what about picking tomatoes on a hot day? Tomatoes might get spoiled. What if you like to have your blackberries or raspberries fresh off the tree? Why can't you pick them? Or is Rashi saying that that from a Torah perspective, you can do anything to have food. But from a rabbinic perspective, if you should have done it before, we don't let you do it now. Tosfos says, maybe this is a different theory. Maybe the problem is that if I let you fish, sure, if you get a nice fish, that'll be great. What are you going to do? You're going to bring up a net. It's going to have dolphins, other non-kosher things in there. And that's not going to be worthy of a work on the Yom Tov. So he says that doesn't make sense because if you bring up the wrong fish, you're not prohibited. Then it's a meaningless activity. You bring up a catfish, then you're just going to throw it back and you have no purpose for it. That purposeless work is not obligated. So that can't be the problem of fishing. Tosfos quotes Rabbi Nissanel Mishinon, phrase in France, and he says, let's look at the Yushalmi, the Jerusalem Talmud. Jerusalem Talmud says, we need to look at the verses very carefully. It says, whatever you do for food, that alone may you do. And you should guard the matzos. What's the connection? Guarding the matzah. When do we need to be careful about the matzah? When the water comes in contact with the flour, when's that? During the kneading process. So anything from the kneading process and on, you can do. Anything before that, the reaping, the winnowing, the threshing, the grinding, you cannot do on Yom Tov. What about grinding a little bit of pepper to put on your spaghetti? What about that? We'll have to talk about that later. There's another Jerusalem Talmud derivation, Midrash, and he says, it says, even or but, whatever you can do for food, that alone may you do. So, is a but, sometimes it excludes. It's an excluder. So, a mute. So, what it excludes is you cannot reap. You can do what you want for food, but not reaping, not winnowing, not grinding. The Ramban says, look, you can take a food, stick it on your counter in your kitchen, you can do whatever you want with it for food preparation. But it has to start off as a food. You can't take something off of a tree and remove it from its original location. Even if it's a simple thing to pluck an apple off a tree. Who are you on Yom Tov to go around plucking things off trees or to hunt things down, take fish out of water? That's out of their natural habitat. The Ravid, I think, has a neater, simpler explanation. But Tolush, anything you do with something detached is permitted. But anything you do with something that's attached is prohibited. The Ramban says, So then why can't you grind pepper as much as you want? Why do you have to grind in a certain special way? So the Ran says, look, I'll tell you, from a Torah perspective, you can do anything you want to do to make food. Yeah, theoretically, you can pluck an apple off a tree. But the rabbi said, no, that which is usually done for advanced preparation, like winnowing and threshing, you usually do a whole bunch of it, and then you're all ready for the next 3 months. That type of thing that's done en masse, you can't do. But that which is usually done for the day itself, like slaughtering an animal and eating it, that's fine. You could do that. But therefore, grinding is generally prohibited because usually you do it for large quantities for a few days later. The Rava Magid, the Magid Mishnah, was one of the early commentators in the Rabbah, he said a very interesting thing. The Torah says you can't do any form of laborious work. What does that mean? Malachas Avodah, maybe the work of a slave, the work of a worker. What does a worker do? Well, I don't want to winnow and thresh. That's not for me. So I'd give it to the worker. But what do I do? Every person, no matter their class or status, you know what we all do? We cook, we bake, we do things like that. Things in the kitchen. So that is things you can do. You can do housework. You cannot do field work. That's not appropriate on Yom Tov. So we have then various approaches. What about the Rambam? The Rambam says, like the Rashi seems to say, anything for food could be done from a Torah perspective. And the rabbis prohibited things that you could have done before Yom Tov. So we have the Rambam who says that everything is permitted according to Torah law. We have Rashi, who might be saying that even according to Torah law, it has to be something that you couldn't have done before. We have the Ramban who says that can't be outside the home. We have the Ravid who said it should be something detached. We have the Ran who said that from a Torah perspective, you could do anything, but rabbinically has to be generally something done for today, and you can do it if it's done usually in advance. Cannot, then you should do it in advance, not on Yom Tov. And all these theories are saying that there are types of activities that the person might be engaged in, which makes it permitted or makes it prohibited. The Yerushalmi takes a more fundamental approach. There are certain types of malacha, types of work. It's about not about what you're doing, what you're intended. It's about the type of work. The Torah, through a midrashic method, specifically excludes things that are prior to kneading, or it allows you to do things in the bread making process that are after the kneading process, kneading and beyond. Or that it excludes other categories like reaping, threshing, and grinding. It's interesting, these two theories are very different. Is it that really everything is prohibited? But you're allowed to do things that are connected with the making of the matzah and making sure it's kosher for Pesach. Anything from kneading and on. Or no, everything is really permitted. And the Torah goes out of its way to explicitly have an exclusionary clause, which excludes reaping and grinding. So one final proviso, even things which are not for food, if they are from the prohibition of carrying or of using fire, they could be done even if they're not for food. Because once we allow carrying, we allow it to carry your sitter, to carry your chumash, to carry the baby. Some say for a mitzvah, some say for anything. And we allow other types of fires as well. So that's another proviso for further discussion. But in any event, it's very interesting what is the definition of what you're not allowed to do on Yom Tov. Clearly, something to do with things that are related to food. The question is really anything to do with food is permitted or no? Even within the Torah law, there's very specific rules of what could be done and what could not be done. Of course, according to rabbinic law, there are definitely very specific parameters of what may be done for preparation of food and what may not be done. Namely, we use an existing flame. We do cook with that. We do things that are from kneading and on, and we do a little bit of grinding, if it's done in an unusual way, for a small amount of stuff, to make the pepper nice and fresh. All right. Well, thank you for joining us here in our sukkah for a discussion of prohibitions of Yom Tov. Join us each week for the holidays and other discussions. Thank you very much for joining us. Chatzim.
This has been 10 Minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein. To learn more, visit asby.org.